Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Trump administration's zero tolerance policy on migration means that officials are forcibly separating kids from their parents if they attempt to enter the country illegally. This weekend, The Washington Post reported the story of Marco Antonio Munoz, a distraught migrant father from Honduras who committed suicide after being separated from his wife and three-year-old child. U.S. Customs and Border Protection provided a statement to The Takeaway saying that after agents apprehended Mr. Munoz, he, quote, became disruptive and combative, so for his safety and the safety of others, he was transferred to Starr County, Texas jail. According to the statement, 2 days later, agents found Munoz unresponsive in his cell. The Customs and Border Protection statement made no mention that Munoz had previously been separated from his family. Nick Miroff broke the story. He's the national security correspondent for The Washington Post.
What we know so far is that he was taken into Border Patrol custody with his wife and child, the three-year-old boy, sometime around on May 12th in South Texas, having crossed over the Rio Grande. And so he was taken to a Border Patrol processing center and at some point was informed that he was going to be separated from his wife and child. And that's when he suffered some kind of breakdown and became so agitated that the guards had to restrain him and then look for an isolation cell in a local jail where they could take him.
And do we know whether or not Munoz actually committed suicide? Is this confirmed?
I haven't received the autopsy report. I spent several days last week trying to get it from the Starr County authorities there in Texas. What we do have is a sheriff's incident report indicating, you know, and these are the evaluations of a sheriff's deputy that was called to the scene after he was found dead on the floor of his cell. And all indications do point to something like a suicide.
When these types of incidences happen, particularly, you know, in custody, there are often questions about whether the person did this to themselves, whether there was any nefarious acting on the part of law enforcement officials. Have those questions come up, or is it pretty clear that this was self-inflicted?
I think that those questions are still alive. All I can say is what, you know, what's in the sheriff's department report from the scene where he was found dead. And it, you know, there's no indication, at least according to this report, that he had signs of trauma. And, you know, they found him with a small pool of blood around his face. But I understand that that can sometimes happen when somebody asphyxiates in this fashion.
The Customs and Border Patrol gave us a statement where they said they tried to explain why Mr. Munoz did what he did. He said he became disruptive and combative, but they made no mention that he had been separated from his family. Why that oversight?
Well, I think they're not discussing that part of what happened. I don't know if that's a, you know, an effort to minimize the responsibility that, you know, that they, or the liability that they, you know, could be exposed to in this case. He was certainly separated from his wife and child, and that's what led up to this and led to this breakdown.
And of course, we saw last week that the United Nations declared that these separating children from their parents was something that basically put the United States on notice. Is this case potentially the trigger, if you will, for increasing political focus on this issue?
You know, I think that this is almost inevitable if, you know, if this situation goes on. And, you know, one thing we haven't seen so far is a decrease in the number of people coming across illegally who would have been maybe deterred by this policy. So this situation is likely to continue for a while. And it's not hard to imagine that there will be other instances in which, you know, parents will become so upset that something really, really dangerous like this could happen. But if this is some kind of tipping point, I don't know. I think it's too early to tell.
Nick Miroff is national security correspondent for The Washington Post, who broke the story. And to see the full statement from Customs and Border Protection, please visit our website at thetakeaway.org. Nick, thanks again.
My pleasure.